Great news, everybody. Big Jim at Fat Catch Mobile Trailer Repair has a new knee and he's back to work. So if you need something welded or you need to fix some bad wiring, you need to call Fat Catch Mobile Trailer Repair. Why? Because you need to get that stuff fixed. And Big Jim needs to work that knee because it needs rehabbing. You need an ink pen and a piece of paper and you need to write this number down. 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Catch Mobile Trailer Repair for all your trailer repair needs.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the Fat Cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Jacksonville's greatest hits. Sunny 102.3.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Maybe we're back here.
There we are.
Hey.
I've had an ad running up there just during the commercial break. Rail Keeper Expert Advisors. Mr. Croy has been with us since day one. I always love to mention him. We thank him so much.
Big supporter of the show.
Been a big supporter. You know, what's? I was talking to Victoria the other day about how few people we've had leave this show once they start advertising.
Yep.
And I can't thank...
Because it works.
I can't thank the advertisers enough, and I appreciate everything that y'all do for us, me and Joe and Jeff, keeping us on the air. Without these advertisers, it wouldn't have happened. And we have Pat on line one. Pat.
Hey. I just want to say I really like y'all's show. Y'all broadcast some good info. I got out there and got on them sheephead at Saw Pit. Got some in the cast net. I heard them talking about it one day.
Yep.
Yeah. But what I was calling about really is the comment about the flounder gigging.
Yes, that was me. Okay.
Back to that.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Steve. Yeah, well, I've been gigging for 52 years now. Started when I was 5 years old. And I think the limit should be raised to at least 14 inch instead of 12.
Yep.
Thank you. We agree.
You know, them little old 12 inchers, they ain't got no fillet on the bottom side. You give them a couple more inches, and they do have a decent fillet on the bottom. And everybody and their granny gets out there gigging, and they get excited when they see them and gig the little ones.
But the 12 inchers are perfect size to cut them down the back and butterfly them open and stuff them with crab
meat stuffing.
That's still not enough meat.
Beautiful presentation.
Still not enough meat.
Betty, this is one that you're down on.
I think 14 inches is reasonable, but the 12 inchers are perfect plate size presentation.
I actually cleaned a 14 inch one last night. I had fried flounder and cheese grits for dinner. And that bottom fillet, there wasn't much to it.
There wasn't a whole lot. But you understand what I'm saying as far as cooking it.
Yeah. I totally understand.
It's a perfect size.
But my rule of thumb now, you know, the average man has got at least a 10-inch foot. If you're out there wading and you see a flounder that's maybe a little bigger than your foot, don't gig him. But if he's 4 inches bigger, stick it to him.
Yeah.
I have never, I'll be flat honest with you, I never have gone gigging. That's one thing I've never done.
You need to do it.
And, excuse me.
Yeah.
No problem.
You got your mask on?
No, I got my mask on.
Where's your mask?
Everybody backs away from Rick.
Okay. But what I don't understand, and Trina made a point I didn't really know, that you basically can tell the size before you gig them?
Oh, I do.
You can see the outline. Indeed. Even if he's buried in the dirt, you can see his outline pretty clearly.
Yeah. So you can tell the difference between a 13 and a, or an 11 and a 12?
Depends on how you were raised.
Well, that's why I don't gig them. You know.
I'm talking about
male or female.
Well, that's all right. Go ahead, gig an 11, gig an 11, and see that man pull up next to you and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll give you a nice little bring.
Darn right he will.
Yes, indeed.
You can't measure him when you're underwater, buddy.
Okay, so what's the biggest one you've gigged?
I gigged one last year, 36 inches at Nassau Sound.
Oh, holy my God.
Cow. Yeah.
I'd pass out just seeing that thing. That's, wow.
That's a
no, actually, he was completely submerged in sand. Them old dudes would make a wall or a hole, and all you'll do is see the bottom of their chin.
Wow. So
which
that
would
was
be a significant trick, size chin.
So was that 14 pounds?
He was every bit of 10 to 20, 14, yes, indeed.
Okay.
He was about 3 inches thick.
Man.
Boy, I'd like to have that for chips tournament. Not gig, yeah, but I'd want to.
Well, like, that would make a nice little plate, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A platter.
Oh, man.
We could feed that for the club.
You couldn't. Yeah. You have to get a big oven, but like for a group dinner, that would be really cool. Some people are not cool with the whole fish presentation, but
big pizza oven.
Yeah, they're delicious, that's for sure. But hey, I just want to say I enjoy listening to your show, and
thank you, Pat,
for getting in and talk.
We appreciate it.
We like a different points of view.
Yep.
A lot of times we learn things from one. And I've learned quite a bit since the beginning, since I made that statement. Of course, I got slapped around too, right. But that's okay.
Which statement about the,
he didn't mind.
About the
gigging?
Gigging, yeah.
Well, I think gigging responsibly is good, but there's people that take it to the extreme. Yeah. Just like we have fishermen that catch way thing. More than they're supposed to. Not than they're supposed to, but you don't need to keep 200, 300 pounds of fish every time you go out.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I agree. Okay.
Well, Pat, thank you very much for the call, buddy.
Yep.
Thank you for listening, too. Day. Trina, when I had my stroke, and I think our engineer's having the same problem with one of his relatives, my throat does not close like it used to. So when I swallow, sometimes something goes down the air pipe instead of going down the
Are you saying you want me to come sit by you again?
Well, no, I'm just.
I actually moved.
That would jumpstart his heart, Trina.
I moved as a joke, but it's actually a little more comfortable here.
Okay.
But I know why you have me sitting there.
But we can't see you now.
But that's what it is, the cough is. Is that the same thing that's happened with your lady? Yep.
Yeah,
it doesn't close properly after the stroke. So I got to put my chin down.
And will that go away, or is that a permanent?
This girl and I did a swallow. There's therapies which work on your swallowing, and you.
All right, I'll sit by you again.
And you got to get drinks.
So it's the swallowing now. It's not the tickle.
No, I found out it was never a tickle. It was a bad swallow.
Well, hey, I want to say hello to Jim Lloyd. He's listening down in Ponce Inlet. Jim and I were in the Coast Guard together. What's up, shipmate? Tim Johnson. Tim,
and we survived, huh?
Yep.
You and him together in the cruise car. Right?
Cousin, or my Aunt Sandy up in Atlanta's watching. Ron Donnelly, another one of my shipmates down in Tampa area. Hi, Cindy and everybody. Shane, all you other guys watching the...
Hey, we got Shiny Kayak on the telephone.
Right?
Who's really? Shiny Kayak?
Wait a minute. Pam.
She likes Shiny Kayak.
She's in the Max. Pam's
like the Max. Sparkling things.
Shiny.
Hey there, Jenny O'Doole.
Right?
We're kind of making fun of your sparkling boat. Your shiny kayak, though.
No, I don't think her kayak's shiny.
Kayak?
I think it's sort of a. Is it sort of a dull color?
It's not sparkly. It's a
dull gray.
Kind of camo gray and black with. But it is highlighted in bright yellow.
Slayer Max.
See what happens, Pam? Yesterday, I was telling you how great a guy Jeff was. Now he's calling you dull.
No, he is not.
So the color
Rick is trying
of her
to stir
kayak.
The pot here.
Hey, they said you're coming up this weekend to fish with Linnea. If y'all go out Sunday, get with me. I'll go.
Okay. I've got a tournament down in Cocoa on Saturday. kind of got talked into it. I could really use a weekend off.
Yeah,
since I was there, I just thought that I'd come up and fish with you guys.
You know what, Jeff?
I know.
You know what a real friend is? A guy who talks you into coming to a tournament, but then he won't take you pre-fishing.
Right.
That's the kind of friend she's got.
Ron Floyd, what's up, cuz? How you doing, buddy? So, Pam, this tournament you're fishing down in Cocoa, there's also one in Tampa that same day, isn't there?
There's probably a bunch of them.
Big kayak tournament down there.
That's Cyrus.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you chasing this weekend, Pam?
Right now, I'm just kind of playing with redfish. Technically, I'm playing with big old catfish. Everywhere I turn, I mean, I've caught one. I've caught it on a topwater. I've caught it on a spoon. Caught it on a paddle tail. I'm like, come on, guys.
Man,
give
a catfish on topwater would be awesome.
The catfish are fired up, huh?
That's got to be
just
sloppy.
The catfish. Well, you think you've got a red because they hit it the same way a red hits it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically those big old sail cats.
Right.
So they'll fight for a couple seconds, and then they just slime everything up.
God, and nothing worse. And about a foot up your line, the slime.
I know. It's like it's the pain in the butt fish that just keeps giving, you know?
Well, we're fishing. We've got Heroes on the Water tomorrow, and we're fishing down in Guana. So at least I won't have to go the long way around now that the players isn't going on.
Right.
I can go straight down A1A and be just like any other time I go out that way.
Did they cancel the players or did they just cancel the audience?
Completely.
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 Yeah.
Ooh, the
totally
economic
canceled.
Impact of that.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
They totally canceled the tournament my husband's working at Innisbrook.
Yep. So yep. That one's gone. They're not going to have any more tournaments for probably 4 or 5 weeks.
Till the Masters.
Yeah, the Masters.
That will not be canceled. I don't care if an atomic bomb hit, they will not cancel the Masters. That will not happen.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to bet on that one.
If it does, call me a liar, but I don't think it ever will.
You heard that first.
You heard that from me, baby.
Yep.
Masters will not be canceled. If it does, I will. Shock.
I figured I'm safe out here in the water, right?
I know.
There's not a lot of people, mostly birds.
Right. Got to watch out for the bird influenza then.
Oh,
don't even
the
start
whooping,
to
the whooping check. Crane, the whooping crane cough.
Whoopee cough. Hey, Pam.
Yeah.
What length of kayak are you fishing?
Thank you for asking. The Native Slayer, the brand new Slayer, is 12.5. So it's a half a foot smaller than my regular Slayer, but it is much roomier. They just laid it out beautifully. I have a ton of storage space up front, in the back. I have more space in the back than I know what to do with myself.
That's awesome.
And then,
fit a small child back there?
Oh, I could put you back there and tow your butt around.
So the stability is fantastic?
Yes.
Yes. I've had it just in the high position, and it's very stable. I'm out here standing in it, very stable. I'm assuming for the ocean, I'm going to put it in the low position.
I haven't attempted standing in mine yet. Well, I've thought about it and kind of made the motion to, but then it starts rocking. I'm not as experienced in the kayak as you are.
Oh my gosh. Linnea, when we were fishing last weekend, it is, okay, you guys know how it was blowing last weekend, right?
Yes, and we had a little tournament here.
Hurry up, Pam. We got a break
coming.
Hold
for the break?
Well, we got... Yeah, whatever you want to do. There's no one scheduled there. We already missed Devin.
Come on, Devin. Give us the phone number.
904-231-1023.
Tell Pam to stay.
We will be right back.
Introducing Del Marina, the world's ultimate lightweight comfort deck and boat shoes. They're superior in all ways, style, quality, and performance. The upper is a high-tech, fast-drying mesh that won't tear, and it breathes so your feet don't get hot. The interior of the shoes are made with anti-odor, antimicrobial materials, and the footbed is removable for safe cleaning in the washing machine. Plus, the outsole is non-marking and slip-proof both uphill and downhill. Del Marina, the ultimate deck and boat shoes. Order a pair today from scusashoes.com. Check them out on the Fish Florida mobile app. Mention Fish Florida and receive a 20% discount. That's SKUZE shoes.com.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club.
We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847.
Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. It's 757-1600, a big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp, 757-1600.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Hey, hey, we are back.
Yes, I just got confirmation. Call me a ditwit. But yes, the Masters has been canceled.
What did you say? If the Masters was canceled,
you like call you me what you want to call me. Yeah, yeah. I admit it when I'm wrong.
Donnie called it.
No, I just verified it with a friend of mine in Augusta, and he just said, "I says are they turning it down?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "After you made that broadcast, I went ahead and closed it."
Yeah, that was probably it.
He did it because of Joe. Oh, Joe's fault. Well,
and this is the first year my husband and my daughter were going to go to the Masters together. Kind of daughter-father bonding thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, God's going to be mad because that's his tournament.
Is it?
God?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I don't understand that.
I don't either.
Hey, Dustin, how are you?
You have to know golf, sweetie, to understand that.
I'd rather watch paint dry.
Well, there you go. I would rather play golf than go out and gig a 11-inch flounder.
Hey, as long as
sometimes
I can get out
the
and
randomness
fish.
It's called senility.
So anyhow, Jeff, anyhow, if your boat gets laid up, you can just sit in the back of mine and like I said, I'll tow your butt around.
Right? Hey. save my old leg.
You gotta tip the chauffeur.
Right.
I was gonna say I can totally balance weight with me, you know. I'm not worried about that.
So how wide is that new the new Max?
It's a little wider than the other one. The other one I think was 36, so this is right at
they maxed 36, it out
37. Yeah,
wow.
It's really nice. It's I can't believe how stable it is. It's like the Slayer goes in, the old Slayer cuts in. This is more like the Titan. Or it's a little wider.
That's what I was going to say. Like the back end's more like the Titan.
That's like Tim's boat. No, Tim. Right. What's it, what Tim got?
Tim's got the Blue Sky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's really. Ask Linnea. Okay, you know Linnea's what? 40 years my junior. Man, I was out cranking her.
And 40 pounds.
Yeah, at least. Thank you very much.
Man, Pam, I apologize. I do not necessarily agree with the opinions of the other hosts.
That announcement is made before the broadcast, so you don't have to repeat it.
I felt it necessary at that moment.
Hey, that's okay. You know?
Hey, I'll tell you what. Pam is a fierce competitor, and this girl's got game because she'd go out in weather that, you know, you thought I'd go out in some crazy stuff.
Like last weekend?
Yeah.
She would have been out there?
We freaking went out halfway to Mexico.
You're cutting out, Pam.
Pam?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
There she is.
There you are.
She's back.
Okay, sorry. I must have hit a little divot out here. But, yeah, we did not stop. We did not stop fishing till we literally had to get off the water. And over there, it's all golf. There's no creeks because the water was so low. So you are 100% in the elements. There's no place to hide.
Right.
But we have fun. And like I said, Team Native did well. I got all the small fish out of Linnea's and Keith's way so they could catch all the big fish.
That was nice of you.
And yeah. You know, hey, I did one for the team. Yeah, exactly. And I couldn't have been prouder than both of them. I mean, a second biggest redfish and a sixth. And still, I was okay. I was 14th out of 50, so I don't feel too bad.
How many weighed fish? Or how many brought fish in?
A lot. I asked them, you know, good old Pam. I'm old enough that I'll ask questions and not worry about it. But between the really bad tide, the time change, and the full moon, I asked the IFA if we could get an extra hour, come in at 4 instead of 3. And at first, they weren't pleased with that. I go, guys, it's a time change.
Lost you again.
I counted seven people. Was it seven? Yeah. Seven out of 49 people made it by 3 o'clock. So if they hadn't given us that extra time, there wouldn't have been as many weighed in. And I think there were 35 fish weighed in.
Well, do you think if they wouldn't have given you the extra hour, though, they would have just adjusted their schedule differently and come in?
It was the water. We got the trout early in the morning, but we didn't start even find the reds till at least 1:30.
Gotcha. How many?
And then by...
Go ahead.
And when Linnea caught her fish, if we didn't hustle, we would have had to hustle and leave right then and left Keith, because Keith hadn't had his fish yet. So I think it made a big difference.
It was tough conditions. We had 29 kayakers enter the El Chipo, and 15 of them weighed fish, which is they all deserve gold medals.
Who won? 50%. Who came in first on that?
In general or in kayaks?
Yeah, who went home with the kayak?
Let me.
Haven't really announced that.
Standing by.
I can't remember the guy's name.
I didn't even know my own name Saturday afternoon.
I saw my kayak was there. Was it just on display? I've got Old Town. It's how Old Town was displayed out there.
There was an Old Town. That was the new one with the spot lock.
You watching your screen over there? Your screen?
Yeah, we got Pam, and we've got another caller on now.
Yeah. All right. We got her.
So first place kayak went to Edison Pedro.
Okay. Pedro!
Oh, I'm sorry, only 14 kayaks weighed. Okay. But that's still half of the field. And out of 270 boats, 72 weighed. So, respectively speaking, the kayaks killed it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Killed it.
Wow.
But, yeah, that Old Town canoe and kayak, the Old Town kayak that was out there on display was pretty crazy, pretty amazing.
Well, Pam, if you get in town this weekend, look me up, and I'd like to go out and chase some fish with you guys.
When do you think it would be, Pam? Sunday? Well,
yeah, I really don't want to do this one in Cocoa. I can't pre-fish it because it's at a country club. And, obviously I'm in the airplane.
Let's fish in a barrel. So.
Yeah.
Well, would that make it where nobody else could pre-fish it either? So it'd be y'all be on the same playing field?
Brian Nelly's fished that area. He's fished this tournament before. I think Dee has fished this tournament. Dee Kaminsky. I think she won it. So I'll see if she's not fishing, I'll ask her which way to go.
Yep.
If she's fishing it, I won't ask her.
Well, good luck.
Well, good luck with that, Pam, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, you guys. Take care.
All right, Pam. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Spencer.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
I just loading the freezer with fish. I won't have to worry about running out of anything to eat.
Well, that's good. You've probably be eating a lot of whiting and drum, won't you?
He had a sheep's head in that picture, too.
He did?
Yeah.
I lost 3 sheep head. They came off right in the surf. So
okay, what did you get the sheep's head on?
I buy live shrimp and put them on ice.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like buying dead. I always buy them live and then put them on ice.
Okay, are you using whole shrimp or pieces of shrimp?
I'm using the whole thing. And the only thing I do is pop the head off. So that the little, they love those, they love their little crawlers.
Do you,
I don't think most people think of sheep head in the surf.
Oh, yeah.
Do you peel or not peel?
No.
Who's going to peel them for them in Mother Nature?
The whiting, I peel them, but for the sheep head, I do not.
Hey, well, see, the whiting, he peels them for the whiting.
Cute little fellers.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless it's a smaller shrimp. When I buy them live, I like to get the smaller live shrimp. You just put the whole thing on there, man. Those whiting tear them up.
So what's in the surf today?
More whiting. Lots of whiting.
Whiting, whiting, and more whiting?
Yep. Okay. Occasional pompano.
I was just going to ask that.
Some redfish are showing up.
The pompano, yep. Any size to them yet? Are they still in the...
17 this week. A good one.
Okay.
Couple speckled trout have come up. So everything's warming. I saw a few sampleys yesterday. So water's warming fast.
Well,
bluefish,
yeah, but
I caught some bluefish too. So
all you do is stick your toes in the water, and every sand flea around swims to you.
Are they trying to get away from?
You've got them trained.
Yep, it's been a good week. A lot. I got a lot of cleaning to do. I got 2 coolers full of fish from the last 3 days.
Okay, so when you clean and you freeze your whiting,
yeah,
are you freezing whole fish? I mean, you know, gut and head and. Are you scaling first or what?
Yeah, I fillet them out, skin them, everything.
Okay.
That way we just take them out and cook them.
Okay. Are you putting them in a Ziploc freezer bags or are you?
Yeah, and I'll put some water in there. I'll buy like spring water.
Right.
With no chlorine, and that keeps them nice. They don't lose. They don't get the freezer burned in.
So, no tap water. Buy some spring water or go that way. Okay.
Yeah, don't use tap water because there's a lot of chemicals in there. Chlorine.
You don't use
things,
like the Sealamil or anything like that?
No. I don't like to freeze
or
a lot of fish.
Food savers, that's what they are.
The food savers are good.
You got a YouTube channel going on? What we got for it there, Spence?
Yeah, almost 400 subscribers now, so it's growing.
That a boy.
Nice.
Yep. We've got an interview coming up here soon with Chip Davis, you know, with what's going on with the coronavirus.
I forgot.
He's got his YouTube channel, yeah. And it's doing well. But, see, for the Fishing Connection, I've got a separate, it's a private Facebook communication thing for all the writers on there so we can communicate and let each other know when to have the deadline, so on and so forth. And Spencer keeps putting his post up there. And he's posting to professional charter captains and professional tournament anglers and everything. And basically, this is going to be his. I think they already know, Spence.
Well, not if they don't. You'd be surprised how many of them go down to the beach and don't get any.
Oh, yeah.
I'm floating with a cooler.
Hey, it's nice to see your post up there and learn these techniques that, you know, us inshore guys ain't into.
Larry's been doing it since he was a baby.
Oh, I know. That was a great interview with Larry, too. All right, Spencer.
The thing is, most people don't have... I work at the beach all week, so I try to help the people out that don't know what the water is. You know, if you only get one day off and you're not down in the water, so that's why I do it. Help them get a take on what it's going to look like.
All right, Spencer, we got to go make some money.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job. which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Have you ever seen the sign or bumper sticker that says, if you're not confused, you're not paying attention? In other words, to avoid being confused, just tune out. Stay uninvolved. In fact, I've heard some people use that excuse for not reading their Bible. They say it just confuses them. These are the same folks who mastered the intricacies of the stock market or the latest high-tech gadget. They don't mind paying attention to something they're really interested in. Unfortunately, those things can't get them to heaven. A little temporary confusion is a small price to pay for eternity. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover the benefits of studying God's Word on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the Word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
We're taught it's about what's on the inside, right? But what about the outside of your home, that is? First Coast Home Pros offers award-winning exterior cleaning services like pressure washing, roof cleaning, window cleaning, gutter cleaning, and more. With highly trained teams of specialists, First Coast Home Pros' goal is to be the best service company you've ever invited to your home. Just check out their online reviews, over 1,400 of them, and a 4.95 average rating. Visit them at firstcoasthomepros.com.
There's a reason they call it cold and flu season, and you can't afford to let the sniffles get you down. That's where Millennium Physician Group comes in. Millennium Physician Group is now accepting new and same-day patients at their Bay Meadows Road East location, conveniently located near St. John's Town Center. Their experienced doctors, Alpa Patel and Mohammed Taj, are ready to see you and your family today. Call 904-425-6963 or go to millenniumphysician.com. Millennium Physician Group, your connection to a healthier life.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Hey, we're back. And, hey, Joe, who do you think we got on?
Well, I would say he's got, by looking at the picture, he's got a purple sparkly boat, and he catches brim.
Wait a minute.
I don't see a picture.
No, wait, this is Rick. No, he catches bass, and he's got an aluminum boat from Montgomery Ward's.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I don't know
Crowd
where he got it
from. Today. Crowd is tough.
Hey, old boy.
Hey. How we doing, Rick?
But it might be that old.
You don't remember Montgomery Ward's.
Oh, my goodness. I sure
do. My grandpa used to call it Monkey Ward's.
Monkey Ward's. I think everybody called it that.
Now you can't say that anymore either.
That actually came after Old Tasco.
Yeah.
But, fishing's been great, guys. I went out last weekend, and I got a lot of reaction bites. The bass are staging, pre-spawn, post-spawn. You can find them out there staging, especially if you're not into going and looking for beds and find them on beds. They've been a little bit tough here lately to find on beds, but I've found them in packs in the staging areas. What I mean by staging areas is look for that first drop-off, that first, little bit cut, a little something different, just right off the bank, about 4 to 8 feet of water. And you'll find them. They'll be, you know, really grouped up. But I've been catching them on reaction bites, reaction baits. I even had a couple good hookups with topwater, but I had to move it real fast. You know, so jerk baits, rattle traps, bladed jigs. I used a bladed jig, one of the bladed jigs by Rob Coxey there and New Concept Lures. But I put a fluke on it. I caught them on fluke. Just anything that gives that reaction, that bait fish reaction lure, that's what I was using. And that's what, how I've been able to locate them. And you'll cover a lot of water. But once you find them, oh, they're there. Also, look for hard bottoms, shell beds, things of that nature. If you find them hard bottoms, that's where they'll be. And it's dynamite. And if you, you know, I've got a tournament this Sunday. So the show, we're going to do the live tournament update. And so I'll fill you in on how I'm doing it. But that's how I've been doing it. It was reaction real fast, moving it. You know, GloPro GP1 jerk bait. Now, there's just a lot of course, like I said, rattle trap and New Concept Lures. That's how I've been finding them. On beds, I found one. I seen one on a bed last weekend, and I looked. But they've been really tough to find on beds here lately.
Well, with the temperatures starting to get up like they are now, I mean, we're – it's going to be 85 here today, so you're probably looking at 86, 87 down your way. Is that going to, like, get them more fired up?
Yes, that'll actually drive them up. That will drive them up, and that's what you want. And
so is that going to get them on the beds?
That. Yes, exactly. They'll move them up into shallower water. They're going to come up in there. Because of all the cold fronts, I think it kept them off a little longer. Even when the FLW guys were here and even the college guys, when they came down here for the FLW, they said they weren't spawning yet. And you'd find, you know, randomly one or two here and there, but they were just tough. It wasn't like a normal spawn. I think it's because of all the sporadic weather we have, and, of course, that's Florida. But now, since it's staying more constant and staying warmer, like you said, being 87, it's going to pull them up there. They're going to be, you know, getting up there. So when I've been finding them on these, you know, post and pre-spawn just staging areas, it's just that first drop-off. But now you might be able to see them start coming in there. And I'm going to, of course, being tournament Sunday, I'm going to go check them. I'm going to check the beds. But if they're not there, just go 4, 6, 8 feet out, you know, in 8 feet of water and try there. You know, look for brush piles. If you can find brush piles or, like I said, rock bottoms, shell beds, things like that. That's where they're going to be. And they're going to bunch up, too. So once you find one, don't stop. Stay right there. Put that power pole down or the spot lock on and stay right there.
So the fish you're getting now, are they more schoolie-type fish? Or yeah, are you getting the bigger ones?
I haven't got the spawners yet, no. None of the ones I've been getting have had bellies on them or look like they're about to pop or anything like that, no. They've been more, like you said, schoolie fish. I mean, they're just healthy
little
fish.
2 pounders? 2, 3 pounders?
Yeah, 2, 3 pounders. You know, I caught one that was seven, a little over seven, but it could have been a 9 if it was spawning. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I haven't found the fat bellies yet. And so I just think that the cold front really pushed them off and kind of delayed that a little bit.
Right. Yeah, tomorrow we've got a Heroes on the Water event. And we'll be out in Guana River or Guana Lake, and I'll be chasing those big 30-inch trout tomorrow.
Are you all artificial?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. And actually, it was a funny joke about that is on the last show, my wife asked me, she goes, well, I said, well, what do you want to use? What do you want to try using? She goes, shad. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do shad. I don't
not
have
on
shad
my boat.
On the boat. You know, but I'm not against live bait. I don't use it. You know, to me, it's great if you want to teach children how to fish, things like that. You want something that's going to give you more bites and kind of easier to use. Use a live bait, of course. But when I fish tournaments and stuff, it's more of the hunt. And so I use an artificial bait.
Truthfully, I catch more fish on artificial than I do with live bait.
Do you really?
Yeah. I'm covering more water.
Yeah.
And that's going to produce more fish, but yeah. You know, I mean, like with trout though, I mean, you can get into a school of small trout and sit there and run through 100 shrimp and just catch 14-inch trout all day long. But, you know, when you're throwing a lure and things like that, you're covering more of the water column and more area, and you're more apt to find the little bit larger fish that way. So, you know, with trout, you know, you start getting into the 14-15-inch trout. Occasionally you'll stick one to 16 or 17, but you got to weed through them to get to a bigger fish.
Yeah. I mean, when I did a little bit of inshore fishing, we were fishing for ladyfish for bait.
Yeah.
And
great
and
redfish bait.
Let me tell you something. That was a blast. I mean, I know that, you know, you use them for bait and all that, but I mean, just catch them. I caught them on a lure.
Oh yeah.
On artificial. And I'm telling you what, that was fun. Them things jumped.
Poor man's tarpon.
I was just thinking.
Yeah, I was having a blast. I mean, I was like, this is bait fish. This is better than fishing for the real fish, you know? I mean, it was great, you know? So I think it's kind of the element of surprise with artificial too. Kind of gets my blood pumping, you know?
It's fun. I mean, fishing for ladyfish with topwater because they hit it. And basically, I just hold it and get a few jumps out of them. And then if they get off, good. And then I'll reel in.
Right.
But, if I'm needing bait, though.
Well, I mean, that's what makes it fun for me with artificial. I mean, topwater, they just don't like it. You know, even when the fish I know are not on topwater, you'll see me pull out that popper and toss it out there because that's what I thirst for is that topwater bite. I had one on the show last week. I was in the middle of talking, and I was just popping it and talking. And I had just fished a jerkbait, so I was popping it like the jerkbait. That's how fast I was popping this popper. And one missed it, and it just totally jumped over the lure. And I seen it. And of course, you know, our eyes are bigger than what reality is. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that was huge. Did you see that?
Yeah.
So Candy panned over there. She zoomed into it, and it struck it again, missed it again. And then the third time I finally got it, and I reeled it in as like a pound and a half largemouth. But we saw last time, there's that huge one, you know. But it gets you pumping. Of course, when it misses, you're like, oh, it was giant. It was giant. No, it was a pound and a half.
Well, stick a 30-inch redfish on a topwater, and when it comes up and rolls on it, and I generally when I'm throwing topwater, I'm using a 1,000 with 8-pound mono on it, and hook into a big old redfish. That's a lot of fun. There's something about, you know, topwater when that fish hits with mono, that line starts stretching, and if you just sit there for a second, you can feel that stretch. That just gets my blood running. I love the feel of the stretch.
Well, and I can't see how you do that. 8-pound mono with a 30-inch fish. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, I use 30-pound braid. And so, man, I bet your heart does pump.
Oh, yeah, man. A lot of fun. Well, Rick, good talking to you, buddy. We can see you on Sutherland Outdoors Sunday mornings, 8 o'clock on Facebook Live. And
we'll be there.
Good luck on the tournament this weekend. If people need to book a charter, how do they get with you?
Well, they can hold a Candy Sutherland at 321-507-2100. Or you can look us up on Facebook at Sutherland Outdoors.
Sutherland Outdoors Facebook page. All right. Stand by. All right. Guys, 904-831-1023. Got one more segment. You want to call? Do it now.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. RealKeeper Realty, your home, your future. Our commitment.
Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924.
If you love the ocean, then express yourself with clothing from Seven Seas Outfitters. Seven Seas Outfitters makes high-quality apparel with stunning artwork for men and women. Seven Seas Outfitters was created out of a passion for the ocean, its sandy beaches, the marine life, and the mysteries that lie beneath the waves. Seven Seas Outfitters loves the ocean like you do. They donate 10% of their revenue to ocean-friendly nonprofits. Check out their full lineup at SevenSeasOutfitters.com. That's SevenSeasOutfitters.com. Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Hey, we are back. Last segment, Joe, that was pretty quick, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We want to thank Trina for coming in today. That was a total surprise to me. You know,
I guess they treat you like a mushroom.
Exactly. You know it. I am kept in the dark.
Right.
And fed regularly.
You and me both, buddy, because I ain't know a thing about any of it.
No?
I walked in, he goes, here's the deal. I went, okay.
Trina's here today.
Like, well, hey. Thank you all for having me.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. We got an offshore club. Next meeting is Thursday next week.
What a great deal up. The offshore club.
Did
is.
We do a rundown of the placements or anything? We never did.
We just did.
We got parts
yeah,
of it.
Let's knock it out.
All right. First place in the general tournament was Randall Archer with a 10.94. Second place was Ronald Wilder with a 10.68. And Laddie Burge in third with a 10.40. Jeff Logman, former, you know who Jeff Logman is.
Oh, yeah.
Soccer player. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Football.
He was in fourth place with the 10.12, and George Hunsinger took fifth with 9.92. We're not going to go through all 72 places. First
Great
place
job, guys.
Kayak was Edison Pedro.
Pedro.
Second place was Andrew Laguide. And third place was Michael Fitzwater.
Hey, Michael Flotilla, Team Flotilla boys.
Actually, both of the Pedro brothers weighed a fish. First place lady was Rachel Schmidt. Second place was April Thomas. Third place, Ashley Rayberg, I think.
Ashley. Congratulations.
And then first place junior was Hunter Pepper.
Congratulations.
Second place was Kaylee Kennedy. And third place was Kingston Kamal.
Nice.
Who's taller than me.
Oh, I saw it. I was like, wait a minute. That kid's how old? How old is he?
15.
15? What is he, like 8'2"?
I don't know. Cool kid though.
Yeah.
We got a great. I've made so many lifetime friends with this tournament. People that I wouldn't have normally met, and they're just a blessing.
Other divisions were you had? Women's division. You just read women.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Read that.
So we had 270 general anglers.
And Alton's wife took.
Did my neighbor win? My neighbor won, did she?
I don't know who your neighbor is, honey. Ashley
Rayberg.
She got third place.
Okay.
Third place.
Were you like just zoning out over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, he definitely
I'm
was.
Zoned out, yeah.
He's always zoned out.
Amy got fourth place.
Yeah.
Amy Roby. They're yeah. in Costa Rica right now. I'm actually chilling at their hacienda probably. Right now.
Really? Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, and nice and quiet.
Yeah, so they're probably at Nassara.
They're not in Nassara.
No? I thought they might have won something.
No.
That they were taking a trip. So they're just in Costa Rica hanging out.
She's a travel agent of sorts. She's not like the traditional travel agent. She arranges your entire trip for you so you know what exactly to expect when you get there. You don't pay her. The resorts mm-hmm. and such pay her. So she does. She's a Castaway Travel. She does a really good job.
Nice.
So with real good turnout, 270 anglers, 80 ladies, 80 juniors, and 29 kayaks.
29 kayaks.
Which is, when I saw people standing in line Friday night at the captain's meeting to register for kayaks, I was like, you're the dude, man.
I told you.
You are the dude.
What did I tell you? I was like, look, Trina, don't sweat the kayaks till registration.
Well,
because that's when we go and register.
Yeah,
and
I know.
We got another tournament. It's going to be the last one. It's Tony Hart's tournament. It's the Inshore Extreme.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be later this month. Everybody look up that tournament. Great tournament. Support them. Money goes to veterans. So definitely a good thing. Now,
I
Trina,
just couldn't believe with the wind that they were. That's what I would. That they were still signing up. They're some tough people. So
oh, yeah.
Tough guys and gals out there.
Well, hey, you saw me in 4 to 6 foot seas at the tip of the North Jetties one
yep.
year. So,
yeah, I remember. I was on the.
Joe was the one taking my picture.
Yeah, I was on the media boat that day. That,
yep. And you're like, who is this?
And I look, it was Jeff.
Yep.
Bouncing up and down.
Had a fish, though.
Didn't yeah, you did.
Wasn't a good one, but, you know, hey, yeah. I was out there. Tell you what. Re-entry.
Now, you said you launched off the beach. Yeah,
off the beach.
Yeah, I had to think about that for a minute because I said, no, tell me he did not pedal out here and then went around the end.
Yeah, four to six.
Yeah.
And, we put in at Huguenot and paddled out. And coming back in was a little snotty. Yeah.
I got stuck in the river one time where I could not get back to the ramp. I was out there fishing with Catherine Longmire.
Right.
And we'd use the ramp. And to put in because her boat's on a trailer, her kayak's on a trailer. Mine just, I throw it in the back of the truck and drag it across the parking lot.
That's mine.
But I couldn't get between the wind and the current, I could not get back to the boat ramp. I had to go back the other way back to my house. And even going the other way with the current, it was a struggle. And I dug my paddle in to turn the kayak, and that thing went. Rrr!
I won't do that again.
Man, I was like, I could feel that water already.
Yeah, yeah. We'll try coming in off the beach and
negative speed racer
4 to 6 foot seas.
That's why God made Yamahas.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
exactly. So you're no longer the president of the club.
No, I am.
So what are you now?
Director of social media and the tournament director.
Okay,
she's the Facebook chick.
So the tournament director for El Chifo or. Mm-hmm. What if, no.
Not for the club. The club the board of directors has a tournament director. I am just the El Chipo tournament director.
So,
is there any announcements you want to be making for the future coming in, or do you want to
for like next year's El Chipo?
No, like for what's going on besides the El Chipo.
Oh, you can go. Yeah.
Yeah. Please do.
I'm not ready for that.
Okay, that's what I want to ask you first.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So what's the next?
This will be for future announcement.
Club tournament, going to be the Kingfish tournament.
I have eat, sleep, drink, breathed El Chipo.
Look, that was last week. Okay, get over it, Trina. That was last week.
I know.
And the week before that, week before that.
I think. That was all El Chipo. I don't remember. I don't know what the next one is.
Okay.
As soon as I figure it out, I'll post it.
Yeah, that's fair. Always looking forward to the different things that the club puts on.
Yeah.
You know, the El Chipo, the spots tournament for the boys' home, the Greater Jacksonville
Kingfish
tournament.
The club doesn't actually put that on. That's the club doesn't put on the spot tournament. We support in a big way.
Oh,
but we don't
actually
put that on.
Okay. Close enough.
Close enough.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could find the tournament real quick. You can talk about something else while I look.
Right.
All right, who we got coming in here next week so we'll be ready to go?
I have no earthly idea.
You said you appointed somebody coming in FWC.
No. That's going to be on the 27th. So if anybody's got any questions that they would like answers to, if you could shoot a message to the show and we'll get it figured out.
The next tournament is March 21st for the offshore. We have an offshore captain of the year board and an inshore captain of the year board. So for the offshore captain of the year board, it's going to be March 21st, the non-live tournament. Fishing concurrently at the same time, March 21st will be the river tournament for the inshore captains.
Hey.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, appreciate you tuning in on the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Radio Show. We will be back next week. Jeff and I will be here. Jeff will be working on booking some people in since he's in the captain's chair for a little while.
We'll get it figured
out. That's right. Y'all stand by. See you next week.
Thrown into the lion's den.
Good day.
See
you.
To myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how cry. I watch them grow, they're like much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful
SNC Square Roofing, everything you should expect from a roofing contractor and more. Hey, it's John Vitas, the voiceover guy. SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, and I'm here to tell you, my wife and I were amazed at their quality of work and how well they kept the job site so clean. SNC Square Roofing, from the estimate to the last shingle, you can count on a job well done. SNC Square is a certified CertainTeed shingle master applicator. Give my roofer a call today. SNC Square LLC, roofing with integrity. Call 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
There's warm weather ahead, and that means working hard and playing hard outdoors. So let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant has almost a dozen flavors of wings. Specials like 100 Jumbo Shrimp for just $34.99, plus the original Chrono Zeros, oysters, shrimp, and more. The new Classic Chicken Sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z-Best The Original.
WSOL HD2 Yulee, W272CQ Jacksonville, Sunny 102.3, Jacksonville's greatest hits. We'll